Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
It's too early on a Monday for techno.
It's ridiculous. Shut the rave down. We don't need it.
Oh, God. What are we in Chicago going to like 6 in the morning?
Honestly, though, the worst part is just knowing that I've been up been up till this point is just terrible. It's a terrible thought to know. Like, that just sounds awful right now.
See, not when you were up. Now, is it up this early or were you up that late?
Up that late. Exactly. Yeah. When does it become, what point do you hit where you're up early or you stayed up too late? Where's that line? Where's that line?
It depends on if you snorted a drug or not. I think that's the determining factor right there.
Usually about this time, you're texting your dealer saying, hey, you up?
You up?
You up?
Because I am.
I swear this is the last time I'll hit you up, man. Last time. Good God. Anyway, it's 6:12. Brock Hunter. We're going to keep her moving here. It's time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Oh, man. Nothing like a nice argument between waiters to start off your Monday morning. So Jacob Jordan and Robert Lee are both waiters who do the graveyard shift at a Denny's in Bryan, Arkansas. All right. First of all, there's nothing good that happens at Denny's after 6 p.m. probably is what I'm going to say.
Yeah. Denny's is fantastic. God, I haven't been to a Denny's in a while, but it's one of those places where they don't even have words on the menu. It's just pictures.
Just pictures. And you just point. Who's there? There's a comedian who has a great line. It says,
it's a girl. She's hilarious. I can't remember who it is, but yeah, I got to give credit to that, her for that joke.
Well, no, and there's another one who says, you don't go to Denny's, you wind up at Denny's. That's the best way to describe what Denny's serves and who their clientele is. Well, anyway, last week, these two waiters both at a table waiting on a plate of chicken tenders. The cooks put out one plate, and Jacob and Robert got into a fight over whose table was going to get it. Eventually, they started throwing punches over the tenders, and the cops came. When the cops ran their IDs, they found that both guys have a lot of outstanding warrants. So both guys were arrested for battery, and now they're facing other charges as well. So this all started over a plate of chicken tendies. That's right.
A lot of people fighting over fast food these days. Honestly, Brock, right now I'm reading a caption that says, Benton Harbor Wendy's fight brawl over 4 for 4.
Unbelievable. What is it about fast food that just gets people all worked up and in a
tussle? Put those tenders.
You son of a bitch, you put those tenders down. So obviously these two were arrested. You know, I will say though, I'll give them credit for wanting to be the best waiters that they can be, okay? You know, in this day and age, it seems like the younger generation doesn't want to work hard, and they're kind of phoning it in, but not these two. These two are striving to be the best late-night Denny's waiters they can be.
Not going through the motions, are they? No. Unless those motions are punches.
Exactly, you know? Exactly. At what point in life do you get to, or how do you get to, you're willing to punch someone over a plate of chicken tenders? I don't know if I want to experience that, or if I'm curious at where you got to get to have that point.
Depends on how drunk and how hungry you are.
But these guys weren't. They were, who knows? They could have been drunk or high on meth. God knows.
I was going to say. Yeah, but it doesn't matter that they worked there. They're probably still loaded.
I mean, if I was a waiter at Denny's, I would be on some form of inebriation. Some form. Anyway, well, there you go. So just know that if you order chicken tenders at a Denny's, you could possibly cause a brawl between two waiters. Just if you're hungry for tenders, just know that's the cross you'll bear right there.
Those are my tenders.
You don't go to Denny's. You wind up at Denny's. That is your 6 a.m. WTF. We'll be back.